Hello, hello, everybody. What's going on? It's Ruth here. And in today's Corner Office at Home podcast, I'm going to be sharing three strategies to help you absolutely talk yourself into total freaking domination in your business, in your life, in your relationships, whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. So there's a fee for this show. The fee isn't monetary. I'm all about putting content out there to help home-based business professionals succeed in their businesses. And nothing gives me greater joy than to do that. You're not going to hear a lot of ads on this podcast ever. You're not ever going to hear me promoting a lot of stuff to buy. It's pure value for you. So if you get value from it, the fee for the show is to share it. Share it with someone who you think needs to hear this, who you think needs to change their mindset, change their business practices, up-level their skills, whatever it is, share it. And that's the only fee for this show. So welcome to today's episode. I'm super excited for you to hear it. I am here today with my business partner, my friend, Lisa. She is an incredible entrepreneur, an incredible business person, real estate broker, real estate professional, and entrepreneur. And we're here today to talk about some mindset around entrepreneurship. And I'm so excited about this topic because I think a lot of people get stuck in their businesses. What do you think, Lisa?
Yes, I think it's true. And it happens to everyone. So I always like to tell people that, you know, if you're one of these people that get stuck in your business, don't feel like you're alone. It's happened to me. I think it's happened to you, Ruth. It happens mm-hmm. to those successful people that are out there. And the question is not, do we get stuck? The question is, what do we do when that happens? And that's what hopefully we can shed a little light on for folks today.
So you know what, Lisa, like, you know, I've coached like thousands of entrepreneurs over the years. I started coaching back in like 2016. And a lot of times when I would connect with people, they would say to me, oh, I'd just like to make, you know, a couple extra $100 or something. But after surveying people in an anonymous survey, that wasn't the case at all. Most of the people wanted to make in excess of $10,000 a month. So that's a six-figure income. So I think sometimes people are reluctant to say that because, you know, maybe they've got some mindset issues or money issues or issues around money. But that was the reality when we pulled thousands of entrepreneurs and what they would like to have happen in their businesses. So today we want to talk about how you can talk yourself into total domination in your business. And I love this topic because I think it will speak truly to the people who really want their businesses to grow big, but maybe find themselves stuck a little bit.
Yeah, I totally agree, Ruth. And you know, one of the reasons you've been so successful in your coaching endeavors and helping so many people to their success is because of the way you've approached your own. And I think when you study people that are extraordinarily successful, then you automatically learn how to do it too. And you've done such an incredible job of that. So this total domination is right up your alley. Absolutely.
Yeah, I love it. So a lot of times I think people get stuck, and I've been there, and I'm sure you have too, Lisa, where, you know, maybe we have some self-doubt. We have some doubt around what we're doing, and we have this self-talk going on in our head all the time about why we can't, or we never deserve, or we're not good enough, or we're not smart enough, or we're not pretty enough, or we're not young enough, or we're too old, or all those things, right? And I think we've all been there. I know I certainly have. So today we want to share with you three tips to help stop that self-talk so that you can truly dominate what you intend to do. So the very first tip, and I don't know if you've ever caught yourself doing that, Lisa, have you? Or that yeah. You've got this self-talk going on?
It's the little voice. We all have the little voice, and the little voice is it's there. And I love that, you know, what we're going to talk about today is how to deal with that little voice. But yeah, we all have it. Again, you have it, I have it. And sometimes it can get really loud. Sometimes it's a big voice.
Exactly. So one of the first things, and you may have caught it in what Lisa said, in that you have to recognize that there's a little voice in the first place, right? And I think a lot of time society, and, you know, forgive me if you're offended by this, but society walks around like zombies, right? They're on this treadmill. They, you know, have a lot going on in their lives. They're frustrated. They're overwhelmed. Maybe they've got a lot of debt. Maybe they've got a lot of financial pressure or relationship pressures, or maybe they're not well, right? And they're literally going through the motions. And there's a lot of self-talk that goes on that they probably don't even catch. They don't even realize it. So the first step in taking back control and totally dominating what you want to do is to be able to recognize the self-talk.
Yeah.
Do you ever catch yourself with that, Lisa? I know I do.
Yes. A lot of times I catch myself with it, because the self-talk can be very powerful. And, you know, one of the things that I do sometimes is I find myself in a really down place, and it's sort of like, how did I get here? And it's because that voice started going off, and instead of being catching it quickly enough, I let it in, and you let it in a little bit. And next thing you know, you're like, well, gosh, maybe they're right. And so I think the key is you got to catch it. You got to catch it and put a stop to it.
Absolutely. So that becoming aware, right? So if you find yourself in this place where you're stuck, or you're frustrated, or you're overwhelmed, or maybe your business or whatever it is you're working on in your life isn't going in the right direction, try to catch yourself in terms of what you're telling yourself, because that's what's going to create belief, right?
Yeah.
And that's what's going to stop any action if it's negative. If that belief is negative, it's going to totally put a stop to the action.
Right.
The next step is really, let's call it autocorrect. So autocorrect is like, you know, when you type something and you type it wrong and, you know, your computer underlines it and corrects the term for you. Well, you have to autocorrect your self-talk. So if you're telling yourself, hey, I'm too old to do this, then, and I used to tell myself that, you're way too old to be on social media, Ruth. You'll never create a following, right? I had all this self-talk going on. You have to recognize it, and then you have to auto-correct, and you have to go, no, I can do this because, you know, I'm wiser. I have so much value to give. I have so much more knowledge than someone younger, and all these things to auto-correct that self-talk. Have you ever auto-corrected self-talk, Lisa?
Yeah, I do. And it's great if you can catch it in the moment. And, you know, maybe it's, oh God, lately I've been doing a lot of hiking, and every now and then, this morning, somebody asked me about going and doing an 11-mile hike with them this weekend. I said, oh God, I can't, that's too much for me. That's too far for me. And she looked at me, she's like, what do you mean? That's fine. And I loved that I had that feedback immediately, because that's what happens. You've got to almost have your, you know, somebody saying to you, no, stop it, hush. And I think one thing that people need to understand, Ruth, is sometimes it's hard to do in the moment. So this might become a learned practice over time. It might be important for people to think about the things that they do say to themselves that are negative, and prepare what that autocorrect response is going to be, so that it's ready for them the next time they encounter it.
I love that, Lisa, being prepared with your autocorrect, because you're right. Like, at first it's the awareness, like, what are the things I'm telling myself? And then literally, you know, that's great advice. Sit down and write down, what is my autocorrect statement? That's brilliant. I love that.
Yeah.
And then the last thing is have a sales script. That sounds weird. But let me explain. So the sales script is really the vision, your vision for your life, what you want your life to look like, what would be the perfect scenario for your life. If I had a magic wand and could wave it, what does life look like? And write it down in as much detail as you can and read it every single day, because that's your sales script for where you're going and what you deserve. And the more you read it in the present moment, the more it becomes your present reality. So I know you've done entire vision statements, Lisa, and how powerful are they for you?
They're just incredibly powerful, because sometimes things start to show up in your life that you weren't even sure how they got there, but they were in your vision statement and you were living them. And, you know, Ruth, I remember when you shared your vision statement with me, and it was so incredibly powerful. And I loved that you were down to, like, what did it smell like in the moment that you were experiencing something that you were experiencing? And so I think, you know, it's very, very important for people to understand how incredibly powerful these things are, because they are the emotions. It's not just the what you want. It's how are you going to feel when that moment comes? What are you going to experience? So that's the power of your personal sales script or your vision, is really just internalizing that feeling as deep as you possibly can.
And it's so funny, because we just had this conversation, like, literally before recording this. And, you know, you shared with me how part of your vision statement was to always get up in the morning and look at water.
Yeah.
And now you're living in Palm Springs, you're getting up every morning, you're looking at water. And it's so powerful, guys, to have vision statements like this, because if you can catch the self-talk, auto-correct it, and then instill the vision in your energy, right? Feel what it's going to feel like to be in that space. You can have anything. Like, I think I shared with you, Lisa, years ago when I was still living in the other city I had been living in, and Reg and I were living there, and I had a vision board on my wall, and I wrote on the vision board, you know, by X year, I will be living where I live now.
Yeah.
And Reg came upstairs and he saw my vision board. It was just a whiteboard with it written in hand on it. And he's going, like, what is that? Are you crazy? I go, oh, no, I'm not crazy. I just, you know, I look at it every day. And lo and behold, here we are. So,
yeah. So,
you know, if you know where you're going and you internalize it, you can get there.
It really truly is like a roadmap that you're creating for yourself. I know people don't really use paper maps anymore, but, you know, if you're of the age that you remember what it was like to spread out a paper map and kind of draw your route, some people would even highlight them. And, you know, that's what we're doing with these sales scripts and these visions, is we're highlighting our route to get where it is we ultimately want to be.
Absolutely. So guys, if you're an entrepreneur and, you know, you're honest with yourself where you want to go in your business, then practice these three strategies, these three steps, so that you can totally dominate your mindset and in turn dominate your business. So that's it for today. Thanks for joining, Lisa, and we'll be back again next week, I'm sure.
Great. Ruth, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to chat with you and serve some valuable information to all of your listeners.
Absolutely. Have a great day. Bye for now.